This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's pick for an influential state board has run into opposition. Republican leaders in the legislature have rejected Professor Anna Mitterling's nomination to the Michigan Natural Resources Commission. State Senator Curtis Hertel, Democrat from East Lansing, was among those incensed by the move.
Colleagues, quite frankly, most of you would be lucky to have a resume like this. Thank God for each of you that no one had to review your resume in this same way, whether you had to serve in this body. She is obviously qualified.
But as with many things at the state's capital, there's more going on here than wildlife policy. Our Capitol Bureau Chief Rick Pluta joins us now with more. Rick, good to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Help me out here. What does the commission do?
The Natural Resources Commission is actually a pretty consequential body that it is supposed to promote hunting and fishing and outdoors activities. It regulates hunting and fishing seasons. It sets fees for hunting and fishing licenses. And it's really one of the plum appointments if you operate in that outdoors realm.
Right. So I'm just looking over Anna Mitterling's resume here. Mm-hmm. She's a biology professor at Lansing Community College, and she does work for the Michigan Wildlife Cooperative, which is a partnership of several different groups. And for the record, she is an independent in terms of her party affiliation.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's the way that these appointments work is that one party will get a certain number of appointments, the other party will get a certain number of appointments, but it's not unusual for they're supposed to be designated unaffiliated appointments, and that is where Professor Mitterling fits in on the Natural Resources Commission, or would have had her appointment been confirmed.
Hey, Rick, isn't there another nomination to the commission pending already?
Well, right, you are. There is another nomination to the commission pending, and that appointment is really what's at the center of all of this, and that is former Grand Rapids Mayor George Hartwell.
So why are Republicans putting their foot down on this?
Well, because George Hartwell is, even though, again, officially unaffiliated as the mayor of Grand Rapids, that he is part of the group Mayors Against Gun Violence, that he's a supporter of Mike Bloomberg for president, who's made gun violence a big issue. And so there are people, the NRA in particular, that are, you know, sensing whiffs of what they would call anti-gun sentiments.
Right. How often do we see these kind of nomination fights coming up?
Not very often. The last one that we've really seen like this, you'd have to go back to the governor before the last one, Jennifer Granholm, before we saw the Senate reject an appointment.
Rick, this is starting to sound a little bit like road funding. Obviously, Governor Whitmer and Republican leaders in the legislature, including Mike Shirkey and Lee Chatfield, have been at odds with the governor over road funding issues, and that really set the tone for the budget discussion last year. Now this nomination block. Do you think this is the tone we can expect to see between the governor and the leadership and the legislative leadership through 2020?
This is clearly another example of the legislative branch, the state Senate in this instance, asserting its prerogatives and letting the governor know, the Democratic governor know, that they are going to build walls around her authority and her ability to get done the things that she wants to get done.
Rick, have we heard anything from the governor's office about this?
We have. We got this statement from the governor's press secretary, Tiffany Brown.
These are the kinds of partisan games Pete Lucido and the Republican caucus are playing. Now they're threatening to reject a qualified woman who has dedicated her career to wildlife conservation because they didn't get what they want.
Senator Pete Lucido, what does he have to do with this?
He's back. Senator Lucido chairs the Senate Advice and Consent Committee. And you will remember, those of you playing along at home, that Senator Lucido is also the one who's been accused by another state senator, Mallory Morrow, a Democrat, of making sexist comments to her.
So if we're just reading the semiotics here, there's probably a reason why that name got brought up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that there is a perception game at play here as well.
Did you get a chance to talk to any Republicans about how far they plan to take this?
Well, Senator Shirky, in a post-session scrum, said that the issue here is, I mean, it was acknowledged the issue here is that the administration does not talk often enough with the Senate about these kinds of appointments, and that this may not be the last time we see something like this.
So it's not unusual to negotiate and compromise and try to find a middle ground, which is what we tried to do. Our governor decided not to compromise, so that's the bottom line.
There you have it.
So I'm trying to just parse this out here as a newcomer to all things Lansing. Is what we're seeing here both sides trying to get each other to the table in a certain way, or do you foresee this being an actual standoff based on, you know, the issues that may inform what they want out of the commission?
That we have two branches of government, each of them controlled by a different party and different personalities that are asserting their authority and trying to do the best they can to control these situations when both sides are in the position to force a stalemate, but not a victory.
Rick, thanks very much for giving us the briefing on this.
Pleasure as always.
That's our Capitol Bureau Chief, Rick Pluta. Special thanks to Max Johnson of Interlochen Public Radio for the extra help and hustle producing the story.